You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's talk about DIY stuff. Jeremy is good at doing home repair. You're a worker bee, man. You got your tool belt, and you know how to put things together.
I will attempt it, definitely, before I call anybody, for sure.
So they started asking people, how long will you attempt something before you go all French and surrender? And the answer was 5 hours. 5 hours was the average that somebody will monkey around trying to fix something before they eventually call a professional.
Usually that's the time when your wife starts telling you, you need to call somebody. Right. Stop.
For me, it's more like 5 seconds. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's, I'm just going to call a pro. Landscaping, plumbing, repainting is what people say they're most comfortable attempting.
Oh, yeah, it's not difficult.
You should be able to paint. The only thing is learning the caulk trick with the tape at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to do the caulk trick, and your painting will be much, much better. What are you working on at your house right now?
I'm going to be dabbling with the main level bathroom next. I'm remodeling that, so I'm gathering my supplies and things.
Brings you a lot of pride, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You can do it the way you like it.
Last thing I've got for you quickly is tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of Disney World. Now, coincidentally, we were talking about Disneyland yesterday on the show. Tomorrow, the Florida version, Disney World, turns 50.
Big old swampland.
Yeah. There's interesting stories about how Walt Disney learned his lesson with Disneyland. Because he bought that little piece of property, and before you know it, it was completely surrounded, because there was nothing there in Anaheim at the time. But by the time he got his park built and opened, other companies were like, hey, and they started buying all the land around it. That's why I was talking yesterday about how Disneyland has not expanded at all, because they can't. They're bracketed by all these other businesses.
It has, though. It has. I looked some of that up, and they're actually buying up more of the businesses in, like on the south side of Disneyland, and they're doing a huge expansion next year.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, but Walt learned his lesson. So when he went to Florida, he bought all of this land, like thousands of acres, and did it all under like shell names and shell companies so that it would be kept secret. So it wasn't being purchased by Disney.
Smart guy.
And that way he's like, I'm not going to get bracketed by companies again. I'm going to own all of it. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is they had 6,000 people working there when they opened 50 years ago. And a New York newspaper just did a story on the 24 people who still work there today, 50 years later.
That's cool.
I think that's actually pretty sweet. They did they did some details of the people who have worked there for half a century.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Something to shoot for, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You know, you would be 74 here at Mix 100. I think you can do it.
Why not? Let's give it a shot. Let's give it a go.
What else is trending?
Oh, boy. Horrible news today. Biggest trending story of the morning right here. If you haven't noticed, bacon is more expensive than it has been in the past 40 years. And, of course, here we go. Supply chain issues are squeezing the pork market. I'll squeeze your pork market.
Dang.
Pork chops up about 7%, and the average price for a slab of bacon has jumped about 30%. Over the past year, and they're saying prices are not expected to come down anytime soon. Some people are saying next summer before they start trickling back down. So that's very sad news this morning. Also, more horrible news when it comes to expenses. Dollar Tree stores are asking customers to cough up more than a buck for many of their items in their stores as inflation starts to take a bite out of that business. The discounter is testing higher prices in stores. They're raising some of his prices as much as $1.50 because labor costs have soared, Dom.
Sure.
And, of course, again, supply chain issues. They're not getting the products in. And when they do, there's not a lot of them, so they're having to jack up the price. So,
let me ask you something, because I'm not familiar enough with this. Before all of this hit, what percentage of the items in the dollar store were a dollar? It wasn't
everything, I think.
Really?
It's the dollar store.
True. I know, but I think they had.
I
don't think that's true.
The good news is the dollar plus price point will allow stores to offer more products, including frozen meat or seasonal food. So I think that's what the big stink is with this, Dom, is the Dollar Tree stores are having to raise their price to $1.50 and $2. So everyone's kind of up in arms about that. I don't know. Here is your crap on celebrities. Britney Spears won a huge victory in court yesterday when a judge granted her petition to suspend her dad from his role as conservator, effective immediately. That's just suspending it. There's going to be a hearing on terminating it entirely on November 12th. So there, you're updated with that now. Halloween candy that each state is oddly obsessed with. These goofy stories come out every year around this time. Taking a look at Google Trends, you know, they talk about how Dum Dums are big in Idaho, Milky Way's big in Alaska, Sour Patch Kids in New Jersey. Wyoming, they love the Swedish fish. Right here in our big old rectangle, Colorado loves black licorice. That's what everybody is Googling here in Colorado. I'm a fan. I like black licorice, but be warned, it's actually really bad for you if you eat a lot of it. It can jack with your blood pressure. It can give you heart failure, heart swelling. It can make you lethargic. There's something in it that jacks with your potassium levels. They say particularly for people over the age of 40, so I got to be careful.
Yeah, you're old.
And Dom, you really got to be careful. You shouldn't even look at a package of licorice. Don't even look at it.
Can't, well, I have to walk down
just
a different aisle.
Avert your eyes.
I saw that you should probably move to Oklahoma.
What was Oklahoma's?
Circus peanuts.
Yeah. Those are my people right there.
You love your circus peanuts.
So my people.
Hey, going back for just a second, I did look up the dollar store. There's only one of the dollar stores where everything is dollar, and that is Dollar Tree. It's the only one that is a true dollar store. I knew that they were something.
That's
funny
what we
about
were talking about. Is Dollar Tree?
Dollar Tree?
Yes.
Because there's a bunch of other dollar stores.
Nah, Dollar General,
Dollar
Tree. That's why everyone's freaking
dollar.
Out. The Dollar Tree is selling things for $2. Can they just change it to $2 Tree? Come on, it's time.
They say at other dollar stores, their items in there as much as $15.
Ah, it's crazy talk. It's $15. Arby's just added a new menu item called the Real Country Style Rib Sandwich. I guess they're going to be going against the McRib now.
The McRib.
So they're promoting this by selling hoodies and sweatpants that smell like smoked meat. They say each article of clothing is hand-smoked by real pitmasters in Texas, and then they quickly vacuum-seal the garments to lock in the smokiness.
What happens once you wash it?
That's probably not smoky anymore.
Oh.
But for the first few times, I would not go jogging or into the woods wearing those.
They should just sell a little like perfume or cologne thing that smells like it, and you just... Spritz yourself.
Spritz the smoking.
Spritz with meat.
The hoodie is $65.
Oh, forget that.
Forget that, Arby's. I'll just put on a regular hoodie and go stand next to a campfire. Jerks. All right, let's do clickbait. Find it on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This will make you LOL. The internet is falling in love with a rescue cat in Russia. It has misaligned eyes, which gives it a permanently startled expression.
Okay.
And all you gotta do is look at our Facebook page. It's like the first thing on there, and you see this cat see like, whoa! It's fantastic. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.